in the limelight. The region is concerned that Australia is well on its way to acquiring nuclear weapons with American and British assistance. We now present you an article written by James Chin, Professor of Asian Studies at the University of Tasmania. The piece is titled, AUKUS Sub Deal Puts ASEAN on Nuclear Edge. The article has been published by the Asia Times Daily. The announcement of a new strategic alliance between Australia, the United States and Britain, or AUKUS, has caught many by surprise. Besides France, which reacted with fury over Australia's scrapping of a major submarine deal with a French company, few countries were as surprised as Australia's neighbours to the north, the ASEAN members. In particular, Indonesia and Malaysia have come out strongly against Australia's plan to acquire a fleet of nuclear-powered submarines with the help of the United States and Britain. Even Singapore, Australia's most reliable ally in the region, has expressed concern. The Afghanistan debacle has left a bad taste among many Indo-Pacific countries, and some are wondering if the timing of the AUKUS announcement was intended as a show of US power in the region to reassure jittery partners. To understand the deep anxiety in Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta and other ASEAN capitals requires some context on where they are coming from. First, many of them think there is no such thing as acquiring nuclear-powered submarines without the prospect of acquiring nuclear weapons in the future. Australia has not joined the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, which requires parties to agree not to develop, test, produce, acquire, possess, stockpile, or threaten to use nuclear weapons. The Scott Morrison government says the treaty would be inconsistent with its alliance with the United States, a nuclear weapons power. However, Australia did ratify the treaty on the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons in 1973, and the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, or CNTBT, in 1998. And Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison claimed recently Australia has no plans to pursue nuclear weapons. Yet some ASEAN countries are worried the AUKUS agreement is a clear signal the West will take a more aggressive stance towards China by admitting Australia to the nuclear club. Both Indonesia, the unofficial leader of ASEAN, and Malaysia fear AUKUS will also lead to a major arms race in the wider Indo-Pacific region. The new agreement also signals that the United States, Australia and Britain view the South China Sea as a key venue for this contest against China. The ASEAN nations have always preached maintaining Southeast Asia as a zone of peace, freedom and neutrality, free from interference by any outside powers. In 1995, the member states of ASEAN also signed the Treaty of Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapons Free Zone, which committed to keep nuclear weapons out of the region. However, not a single nuclear power has signed on to it. Although everyone knows the United States, Britain and France have ignored these protocols by manoeuvring armed warships through the South China Sea, ASEAN does not want to see this number grow. Australian nuclear-powered submarines have the potential to change the dynamics in the South China Sea and make the Chinese much more nervous. There have already been plenty of close encounters incidents between the Chinese and the US navies in the disputed waters of the South China Sea, as well as the Chinese Navy and ships belonging to ASEAN member states. The region doesn't need yet another potential close encounter to worry about. The ASEAN states are already very worried about the China-US rivalry playing out in its backyard, and the new AUKUS agreement reinforces the idea that the opinions of the ASEAN member states matter little when it comes to the superpowers and how they operate in the region. The region has always insisted on the idea of ASEAN centrality in their relations with the world, that ASEAN members must decide what is best for Southeast Asia. But as AUKUS shows, nuclear nations play a different game. Indonesia is especially unhappy with Australia, given the new agreement will affect it directly, given their common maritime border. Scott Morrison has already been forced to cancel his upcoming trip to Jakarta after Prime Minister Joko Widodo said he would be unavailable to meet him, a decision that was made before the AUKUS announcement. This will add another layer to the strained relationship. While in public, most Southeast Asian governments have expressed uneasiness with AUKUS agreement. There is a school of thought that says some voices in the region will probably accept the agreement in the long term. Japan and South Korea are clearly in this camp, and their muted reaction to AUKUS suggests they are in favour of a rebalancing in the region. Taiwan and Vietnam are probably on this side as well. The only downside is that Australia may use its nuclear-powered submarines to bully ASEAN countries. If Canberra uses its nuclear submarines as a bargaining chip, it will simply turn public opinion in the region against Australia. If anything, the AUKUS move reinforced the widely held perception that Australia's mantra of being part of the region is in fact just empty talk. Australia has firmly signalled its intentions to put its Anglo allies in the United States and Britain first. AUKUS also reinforces the view that Australia cannot be accepted as a regional partner or a regional player. This, of course, is nothing new. For years, the ASEAN bloc has seen Australia as deputy sheriff to the United States. So while AUKUS came as a surprise to many in the region, an alliance of this sort was probably bound to happen. It's just that nobody expected it to happen so soon.